coming up on this episode of The Break Room.
And that person will then decide if they want them as part of their ghost busting team or a ghost they want to bust.
Okay.
And Zach, your one historical figure is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh my God. Make him bad. Make him bad, Zach. Welcome back to The Break Room. With Ghostbusters Frozen Empire coming out next week, we thought it might be fun to have that usher in the return of Break Room Assembled, a format where Brandon, Jessica, and I draft our ultimate teams of different groups. And today, it's a Ghostbusting team.
Heck yeah.
We're going to see who can build the best busters.
Yeah.
Build the best busters.
Build the best busting ghosts.
We're doing like both sides of the equation here. Ooh. Busters and the ghost of which get busted.
We're gonna bust some ghosts. And then I'm gonna bust a ghost.
Oh no. Can we put a cap on the word bust in this episode?
You put it in here.
Come on.
It's in the script. I'm just reading what's on the telephone.
I misunderstood the assignment and I have a bunch of busty ghosts.
God damn. I can guarantee this, Brandon's ghosts are gonna be busted. Okay.
He already lost.
I'm Zach Huddleston, of course, and joining me today, I'm thrilled to have Brandon Barrick and Jessica Clemens here.
We got one! That's my Annie Potts.
We got one!
We got one! Ghostbusters, what do you want?
I'm excited to see her in Frozen Empire.
I'm so excited she's back.
Before we get into the rules for today's Assembled, two things. One, yes, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi's birthday!
Whoa, I had no idea!
They're one of our regular chatters and frequent gift subber. We appreciate you, and we wish you a happy birthday, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
A great trash bag out there. A great breaker. A great roommate.
One of the trashiest bags. We appreciate you and everything you do. And we have to announce the winner of the last Assembled. That was, we were putting together a Marvel squad for a night out, kind of a Vegas
Vegas party weekend? Okay.
And we don't know who ended up winning there based on audience vote. So, Evan, do you want to reveal the winner?
Yeah, it was pretty tight there for a while. We haven't done one of these in a minute, so but I check the scores every day, just because.
It's part of my daily,
you know, wake up and get the show going routine. But with 40% of the vote, Jessica wins.
It was neck and
I will say it was neck and neck with Zach for a while.
I genuinely was like, this might be the one Zach wins, but I guess I'm the number one party animal. I have the best X-Men team.
Okay.
I don't know. The people have spoken. Zach.
I think second place might be my highest finish ever. So,
congratulations, Zach.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm gonna take that as I'm building momentum. Okay, so here are the rules for today's Assembled. Okay, we're building the best ghost-busting crew and the ghosts they're going to bust.
Okay.
And this is not like a literal, like, this isn't going to be the next film in the franchise or anything like that. This is more just a fun hypothetical experiment. Okay, so we're using ghosts lightly here. It's a supernatural brawl, so there'll be some movie monsters, some kind of supernatural characters, maybe some witches, some warlocks, some whatever might show up. The character can be canonically living or dead. No variants. So, you know, if somebody drafts a live-action character, you can't then take the animated version
or something
like that. And the roles we are going to fill here today are, and they're helpfully listed here on our whiteboard, a Ghostbuster. And so this is a character from a previous Ghostbuster franchise installment. Any of the Ghostbuster franchise's installments are up for grabs. A Marvel character, a DC character. Classic stands for classic movie monster.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting, so sorry, I should say the top three. These are people that are going to be busting ghosts. Okay, so we're going to have a Ghostbuster, a Marvel character, and a DC character forming our Ghostbuster squad. I think with the assumption being that we are the fourth.
We're involved in this?
Yeah.
I am afraid of ghosts, so this is a bad idea.
And then classic is classic movie monster. Comic, this is going to be any comic book character, DC, Marvel, whatever, but that is in ghost or supernatural form.
Right.
So it could be canonically a ghost, or it's just dead Cyclops.
It could be the ghost of Cyclops.
That's right, yeah. An ancient evil. Right? Like, it looks like Frozen Empire, they're kind of, the big bad is the weird horn ancient character, right? And then history is a historic figure. So somebody, you know, the ghost of a president or a queen or king or something like that from the past who, again, will get busted. There's a little fun.
Oh, my gosh. John. Too soon. John. Enemy of the royal family.
Thank God you're not mic'd up, John. Otherwise, the chat would be furious
Jeez
with you.
Louise. I'll cross off Kate Middleton.
I've seen Petite Four Fairy in the chat saying, find her. So they definitely heard John.
Oh, no.
Find her.
Oh, no.
Who, us? The three of me, Dan, and Brandon?
Damn, dude.
We could try.
Kate! Not in there.
I can't confirm. She's nowhere in our studio.
You screamed into this like it was a shell in the ocean.
There's also going to be a little bit of a curveball. Producer Evan, do you want to describe the curveball?
All right, so the Doom Popcorn Bucket is on the table for a good reason. In the Popcorn Bucket is each host's name. Everyone will draw a name from the bucket. The name they pick, they will choose that person's historical figure. And that person will then decide if they want them as part of their ghost-busting team or a ghost they want to bust.
Okay.
Interesting. Are we starting with that?
Boy!
Let's figure out what order we're gonna go first.
Okay, so we're rolling a 20-sided die here. Ooh, four! That
looking
good.
18!
Oh, no.
If you get a D20, I'll kill you.
14. Okay, so 14. Jessica will pick first. And we'll do snake style, so it'll go Jessica, Brandon, myself twice, and then back through. Okay.
Okay, so then, but for this first, for the curveball, let's do a, let's go down the row once. So the pull the name,
yes.
Go down, and then we'll restart it from the top for the actual.
I busted!
Oh, I like
it. I get to choose a blank
one. Oh, it's a flag. That's
what?
Cute.
Is it a blank one?
No, it's up at the top. You're
covering
it.
Oh, my finger's covering it.
You gave her too much paper, Evan.
I know, it's a big old piece of paper for a tiny word.
I get Zach.
It's like a baby sandworm.
Oh, okay.
And Zach, your one historical figure is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh my God.
Make him bad. Make him bad, Zach.
Are you going to fight him? Are you going to fight with him?
How messed up would it be if they have to bust the ghost to find out that? Actually, you know what? He'd be a good ghostbuster.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the only downside is that was.
What would he do?
Well, you know, he could give some rousing speeches.
That
to
is
get,
true.
To get
that
the busters, you know, excited.
They're like, oh no, it's 2 hours long.
Well, also, I mean, of course, he was a minister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And so there's a little bit of like, you know, 100%. He could be holding up the crucifix to, you know, get those demons out of there.
I just want you to know, there's always like one black Ghostbuster per Ghostbuster team. Mm-hmm. And if yours is Martin Luther King Jr., that's pretty.
That's pretty
okay,
cool.
I mean,
that's
it's kind of the ultimate black Ghostbuster.
That's honestly, I feel like that's
he's,
my team.
Okay, he's a Ghostbuster. That's my historic figure, Martin Luther King Jr. I will take him. He is alive and well on this team.
Oh, yeah,
and
is he not a ghost?
Or I guess he could be a ghost that is also busting. He's like a friendly ghost,
maybe
right?
He spent some time in the afterlife, and he's like
the ghost of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah. Do I even need to draw the bucket? You can have.
Don't do anything crazy. And knowing him, he's gonna do something crazy. He loves history.
I'm gonna give you, Jessica. I will give you. This is kind. Joan of Arc. Make her evil.
I was like, I'm gonna bust the shit out of this.
I mean, it's kind of fun either way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wait, and she's just the fourth. I don't have to put her in my DC or Marvel or Ghostbuster spot, right?
No, she's is in your historical
figure spot. Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, I want to play with Joan of Arc. That would be so great. I love her.
Here, Brandon, why don't you stay up there while I give you your historic figure? Okay, this particular historic figure's on my brain because I just watched a movie about
him. I love this.
And I'll give it with a caveat of who has to play this, okay?
Is it Truman Capote?
Ooh, that would actually be a fun
no,
one.
No, that'd be awesome.
No, but I
don't like all these living people.
I want Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon.
So I have dead Joaquin Phoenix, but he thinks he's Napoleon.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
He's great. I love Napoleon. I know a lot of people do not love that movie. I think
I haven't seen it yet.
Give it a go on Apple TV Plus. It's free if you got that service.
He's obviously going to be a bad ghost on mine. So I put a frowny face here.
Ooh.
Bad ghost. And then you guys have happy faces.
Okay, so you're hunting Napoleon.
We're hunting Napoleon.
I like that. And that's what a tough
He's a tough
adversary because he's a master strategist and a great general. So that'll be tough to bust
for several hundred years. So he might not be that great anymore.
Okay,
but.
Fair. Okay, so now Jessica gets first pick here. She can fill in whatever category other than historic figure she would like.
I know. I feel like I should go obvious. But then I'm also like, I gave you guys Martin Luther King Jr., so maybe I should go with one that's okay to lose.
And you had him in several slots on your draft.
I did. I put him as my DC character. You know, you guys don't remember him?
I'm sure he's appeared in comics at some point. Yeah, yeah.
Like if I chose one Marvel character and
like
I chose,
Obama's been
Eminem,
in
Eminem is in the Punisher.
Obama was in a Marvel comics.
Nah, fuck it. I'm taking Peter Venkman.
Great ball.
I said I'm taking
Peter Venkman.
I had to think
That's
about it.
Bill Murray's character.
Yes. Ghostbusters. OG cast. I mean, great. I mean, so fun.
Yeah. That was the one I was like, I'm sorry. It takes me a long time to think this through because I'm like, I don't really care to have him on my team, but I'm like, no, I bet that's what.
Yeah, Venkman's a good poll. You want to have a Venkman? That's great. Well, I think I can wait on
Thank
Ghostbusters then. I'm gonna take because I want to get this one early. I'm gonna take my DC character.
You son of a bitch.
I'm not gonna do this. Jess and I had an argument earlier. I'm not gonna take that one. I think my second pick. For the DC, which I think is still a good pick.
I think this is my first.
John Constantine. Yeah, that was
no, that's the first pick. That's my first.
No, that's another good DC pick.
And I'm gonna take the second one. But I was Constantine was the one I was. I was like, they're gonna take Constantine, but I was like, but everyone's gonna take Venkman.
I mean, you want Constantine, and I almost want Keanu Reeves.
Constantine's fun overall. So
yeah,
great.
Good.
Great.
You want him helping with Gus?
100.
He's dealt with it.
Okay, then on that note, and I get two picks here, I'm gonna take my Marvel character.
Damn it.
And again, just thinking thematically, who makes the most sense here? Who would you want busting ghosts beside you? I think there's a lot of good options, but I'm going Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, he's not quite a Ghostbuster. He's more of a supernatural.
With the dead.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes even his own kind of dead man versions.
I think is interesting is that you took Doctor Strange instead of Wong.
Oh.
Well, too late because you wrote Doctor Strange on the board. But because Wong is in mine, because I was like, oh, Wong's more fun.
That's a good point. And he maybe has a little bit more.
We saw him in Hulk. He was Ghostbusters.
He's got more experience than Strange.
Okay, but. So with Doctor Strange, and he's also like, he has a very specific comedic voice. And I think like the Ghostbuster films and everything in that franchise is a comedy, right? Kind of action comedy. And so like, he is a great, you know, he's got like a little bit of a dry wit, but he's mostly a straight man.
Right.
And I think a lot of his best stuff is like off of. You know, maybe a Wong or Loki or even like Spider-Man kind of being a little sillier. So then I need to counter him with somebody a little wackier. And so this is a big swing for me. Okay. I'm coming out the gate with my second pick, Movie Monster. Okay. Now
Ooh,
I know.
Okay.
Girl.
So I was thinking, like, you know, you could go a lot of classic. There's a lot of classic movie monsters, and this might not fall in this category. But I want Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
As my movie monster, okay? Ooh. Just because, like, I want Michael Keaton on there with his, like,
he's
manic energy.
He's not going to help you.
No.
Oh, no,
this is who we're
That's
going
true.
Up against.
That's true.
Right? I need, like, a very different energy from my team, and I need, like, a fun, high energy charisma. So Beetlejuice is going to be my movie monster. That's who we're tracking down. I could see him also being like, he's the act one adversary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's the Slimer, the whatever.
Okay.
You kind of work your way through him to get to the big bad. But that's my pick.
Can't wait to see MLK go up against Beetlejuice. That'll be great.
Now that's some headcanon.
Really like that speech.
I got a dream myself.
I have a dream myself.
I have a few dreams. I can't talk about them.
Oh my god.
Thank you, Brandon.
Okay, I already have Napoleon.
Stop
as
making
a,
him
okay, I want to. I want to take my ancient evil now because I want to get this good one that I really like. I think you got to go with like the best ancient evil there is, Cthulhu, right?
Yeah, that's Cthulhu. A great one.
Because then perfect. You could do like anything.
I didn't even think about that. Because that could also have gone with classic month. Oh, well, I guess not.
Yeah, has Cthulhu been like a
major... No, I was about to say, I don't know. I don't... Well, no. I'm sure the anime... There's like an anime... I feel like there's an animated version of Cthulhu somewhere.
He doesn't usually show up as like a physical form as much, right? Like, and that's very, very on brand for Ghostbusters. That's Gozar or whatever, right?
Oh,
like,
that's what... Oh, yeah, Lovecraft Country?
Lovecraft Country? Did they do it with Cthulhu? It was like... I think that was like kind of planned for that second season of that show a little bit. I don't know.
Sarah Hadjadorian saying an animated Cthulhu in the opening of Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah, that's Cthulhu true. Type character. Yeah. Not that.
Well, good pick.
This is more.
Good pick. Okay. Yeah. On to Jessica.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to take my MCU because you haven't taken yours, right?
No.
I'm going to take my MCU, my Marvel character, and I'm taking Blade. There is no world in which I do not take Blade.
Good one.
Because... We got Beckman doing funny, being himself, and then we have Blade being serious, but also being smooth as hell. And because I have those two characters, it only makes sense to take my DC character that I still think, Zach, because he didn't even think about it, Zatanna.
Zatanna, baby!
Zatanna, are you out of your mind? What's even better?
Beckman's gonna love being on the team with Zatanna.
Zatanna. You know what's even the best part is I have my Zatanna and Joan of Arc. The idea of those two characters talking and Joan of Arc being like, "Yeah, I do this for Christ. Christ spoke to me." And Zatanna being like, "Yeah, girl. Yeah, you want to see what I can do? You want to see magic?
Yeah.
Here's your god." She comes with a blade, Christ. And then Zatanna's just like, magic.
Hey, Zatanna, Christ spoke to me, okay?
Christ spoke to me.
That's girl. A good pick. That's a good pick.
Okay, real quick, before we get to Brandon's next terrible pick, I want to thank our sponsors. BlueChew.com is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. And you could take them anytime to get that extra confidence in bed. Signing up is super easy to do and all done online. Go to BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, shipped directly to your door in a discreet package. If you're skeptical or don't think you need it, try it for free for a month and see. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it. And do it. And we've got a special deal for our audience. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BREAKROOM at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BREAKROOM to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and safety information. And thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring the show. And then we also want to shout out our friends at Hovsco. We have a little video to play that producer Evan cooked up.
Oh, hey, I was just calling. Tom Holland just tweeted that he has a special announcement happening today.
Oh, that sounds pretty big. Man, do I have time to get my special lunch?
Maybe if you hurry.
It's even got a foldable frame.
Oh yeah, this bad boy goes 19 miles an hour. It's got a 35 mile range. The battery's got a 6 hour charge, and when it gets dark out, a little light automatically comes on the front to keep you safe.
It's all great, but is it fast enough for me to get my special lunch?
Yes, Evan, it's fast enough for you to get your special lunch.
That's a live shot, folks.
Wait, all just for that?
No, go back. Go back
all
to my baby.
All just for that?
If Evan was my son, I'm so proud. I'm so obsessed with him. Oh, no, my son.
No,
sweetie.
Don't be sad. Come on.
This is the best Mother's Day gift I've ever had. I'm so obsessed with this.
Look at him. Oh, 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 oh my God. Oh, oh my God.
He almost crashed into Hank.
He almost. He almost.
Wow.
Is Hank okay?
Thank you to Havsco. We really do love that little scooter. We use it all the time around around the office. And if you go to Havsco.com/newrockstars for $50 off a Porto Max scooter, just like the one Evan's been tearing up on all over town. And finally, thanks to Jelly Bean Planet. These folks have been sponsoring us for a while now on the break room, and we love them. You can see the damage I've done to this 42.5 ounce jug over the last few weeks. They make delicious jelly beans. They're all natural flavors, plant-based colors, no GMOs or bad stuff. You can find them on Amazon or click the link that's in this video's description. Easter's right around the corner. Do you got somebody with a sweet tooth in your life?
Me.
Yeah, Brandon would love some. Look, he's technically a Jelly Bean Planet head right now.
Yeah.
Order these up. They make a great gift, or they're fun just to keep on your desk or around the house and snack on.
You don't have to eat them. this makes a paperweight.
They're good just to look at, frankly.
You could keep a door open with this thing.
Yeah. That is true. Stop. Yeah, you could put a bunch in a sock and beat them.
Maybe you're in a band and you need...
Oh, yeah, that sounds way better than the tambourine.
Yes.
I bless the rains down.
It's kind of like a
rain. That's not a rain thing.
It could be a rain stick.
Needs work. Okay. Speaking of needing work, it's Brandon's pick.
He's been waiting. Dang, he was waiting to do that to you. He prays for your downfall.
Jeez Louise. He was only putting 20% of his mental energy towards those ad reads. The other 80% is culminating on a burn for me.
Yeah.
You know, I did have one of my other picks for DC character was maybe Batman, just because I thought it would be funny for Batman to deal with ghosts.
Oh, shit.
He goes,
this isn't science. I think I'm going to take my movie monster.
Okay.
My classic movie monster. And I want to go scary, you know? I want to really freak the people out. So I'm going with Nosferatu.
Ooh.
The original.
And Nosferatu is actually scary. Yeah. Dracula isn't. Dracula is just a man.
There's no sexiness to Nosferatu. He's just weird rat face, scary guy. Also topical, there's a film coming out this year. Is that a Robert Eggers joint?
That's the one with Willem Dafoe?
Yeah. Is that,
Willem Dafoe's playing Willem Nosferatu Dafoe. Again?
Yes.
Is it like a sequel to Shadow of the Vampire?
Bill Sarsgaard, isn't it?
No, yeah, it is. Well, I think Willem Dafoe's
in it. Yeah. If you haven't seen Shadow of the Vampire, it's great.
Is that Cary Elwes in that too, or?
Is it
I don't
sexy?
Remember, but like, anyways. It's a little sexy.
Okay, Nosferatu, good pick. Okay, now it's to me. Now, the only categories I've done so far are Marvel and classic movie monster. So I better get my DC. They've both already picked their DC character. So actually, there's no rush. I might as well wait there. I need to get my Ghostbuster before Brandon does.
Okay, there's only like one other from the original.
There's two
There's a lot from the original.
We were discussing whether or not you could take Egon, if Egon is like in canon dead.
Well, we also know they're not afraid to have him show up as a ghost.
That's true, but he doesn't speak.
But I think, I don't know, I don't think Egon and Doctor Strange's energy, I don't know, there's a little overlap there. You know what? This is unorthodox. Winston Zeddemore is my Ghostbuster pick.
That's a great pick.
He's just, I need a little fun energy next to Doctor Strange, you know. I need a little everyman.
I thought you were gonna say a little energy next to Dr. Martin Luther King. No, I was like, okay, Zach.
Zach, we've had doctors so far, so.
Oh yeah, you got a lot of doctors in your group.
I should have done more doctor. Okay, and then I'll do my ancient evil. There were some good options here, but you know, I'm gonna get the ancient evil character that scared me the most in a movie recently.
No.
I'm gonna do Baphomet.
Oh
that's a good one too.
Showed up in Hereditary, the weird goat-headed guy.
You guys were thinking outside the box.
So ancient evil. Yeah, so I'm doing Baphomet is my ancient evil. That's gonna be my big bad that we're going after.
I like that.
Maybe misspelled, I don't know.
Baphomet? I think that's right.
B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay. All right.
I spell it a lot.
Great.
Back to Brandon.
Well, then I'll wrap up the Ghostbusters then. You know, Stans is out there. you could take Egon, I guess. But I really like what happened in the new movie. I think I'm going to take Gruberson.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good pick.
He's a good comedy pick. He'll do well. You know, working with Constantine is a little too serious. So we'll take Gruberson, I think, for my
I mean, if you really... Your Marvel spot's still open. You could get Ant-Man.
I could double red.
You could cross streams on red.
I don't know how good Ant-Man is against ghosts.
No, probably not. Not
I guess he could get giant to fight the giant like ice monster, right?
Oh, or something like that. Escape of Marshmallow Man, you know, that'd be a
Oh, I guess if you increase if you use a Pym particle on the proton pack and make it larger.
Oh.
Is that like too dangerous? Is that too much energy? Too much nuclear energy? Could be dangerous. We'll never know.
Okay, back to Jessica.
I should do my classic movie monster. I put three very good ideas for it. Very good. So
congratulations.
Good. You guys don't understand how good it is. Have you both done your classic movie monster?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to say what my three options were.
Okay.
And then... Because and I
you want your flowers for
kind
your,
of no that too. I want you guys to tell me how great I did.
Everyone, let's see claps in the chat as these get read out.
One that I think is very fun would be funny would be great is the 50-foot woman.
Okay.
I think that'd be very fun to attack. My
and
third
it's fitting in this franchise when there's often huge giant monsters.
Do you think like Bakeman and Blade would be like Zatanna? Why don't you handle this one? We can't shoot a woman in the streets of New York.
I think they're going to try to shrink her back to be normal.
Oh, okay. Before they blast her with the proton.
It's going to be like, let's try to get her to this set. I feel like Blade and Zatanna or Joan would probably lure her into one place, like push her into one place while they do the science part.
I like it.
So there's the 50-foot woman. I was going to put Godzilla, but I think that's actually impossible to stop. And when you're just like normal people.
Because they can't blast her with the proton pad. But is it the ghost of Godzilla?
Still feels like unstoppable. Destroy too much things. And my last choice was Pennywise.
Ooh.
Because I think that's just scary as hell. Because he's going to bring your fears and make my team just become one.
This is now an R-rated Ghostbusters movie.
I know. The child murder would be a new thing for Ghostbusters. Yeah, I love it.
He keeps murdering children. Get him! Joan of Arc's like, children. Well, they're going to heaven with Christ. I just love that she does everything for Christ in the name of Christ. I think I want to lean 50-foot woman.
50-foot woman?
Whoa.
Because I think like that's fun. And it's like, it's as big as Godzilla.
They like to have fun in these movies.
And again, in Ghostbusters 2, they Statue animated Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, which is...
I'm just stealing a different idea.
That's great.
And then it's still my turn.
Yes, you got another
pick. I'll choose my ancient evil. And you guys really thought outside the box, but I think mine is better.
You thought outside the box.
Because, what's more ancient evil than systemic racism?
No.
So,
how does it manifest itself?
It's going to.
Okay.
And I'll tell you right now, you know who's going to beat it? Peter, Blade, Zatanna, and Joan of Arc. And myself, led by me. And we're going to overcome it. Destroy it, send it back to hell, and y'all gonna realize we're living in a new day.
Now we were joking before we started taping that this character could be manifest.
Yeah, as
a character called Jim Crow.
Yeah, Jim Crow. Yeah, we said that it could
be a very
be
evil Southern man.
A very evil Southern ghost man that we have to beat the shit out of, and we will.
Does he just start redlining New York? Basically, he just throws out these red lines.
Oh my God, he just starts. Oh my.
He's defunding public schools.
This is why Sam Wilson can't get a loan from the bank, dude.
That's right. That's great.
And I love just someone as old as Joan of Arc is also like, that's evil. That's evil.
Now that is evil.
That's evil. And Joan of Arc gets that.
Christ would never allow this.
She puts on that chainmail. She says, kill him.
Burn him at the stake.
Burn him at the stake.
The irony, this should be my systemic evil.
That would be good for
Dr. Martin Luther King is on my team. But you know what? That makes sense. Maybe we're part of the same franchise here. Okay, Brandon, you have the next.
We've all left this random comic one. Open, huh?
Reminder for the audience too. This is not like this will be. It'll be an evil or a ghost version of a comic book character that you have to defeat.
Right.
Yes. Right. Not somebody who's on your team.
I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know if I'm ready for that one yet. Well, actually, I will do my comic villain, and I think this goes well with like Cthulhu. You know, a big ancient evil. Napoleon, big ancient evil. you know, brought the empire back to France after it was a republic. I mean, come on. You got Nosferatu running around. I think for my comic, I'm gonna go with Dormammu.
Oh,
that's
kind of
too
like
big.
Tapping
that's
into that dark huge. Energy.
Now, I would argue Cthulhu and Dormammu.
Well, maybe they're gonna bounce up against
I know,
each other.
That's a little bit of
that's their ultimate undoing. Is that they?
Yeah,
can't,
oh, that it's too much. I mean, they're very similar characters. Yeah. Okay.
So that'll be mine. There, for my other comic.
I mean, even Nosferatu, Dormammu, Cthulhu.
Yeah, we're
you
going
have
for the
like
ooze.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they all into ooze.
Okay. It's back to me for my last two picks. I need a DC character and a comic book character. Okay, DC character. You know what? I'm just taking big swings here. I've already got Beetlejuice. I want Swamp Thing.
Ooh, okay.
Well, take that off my
list. I want Swamp Thing.
I did have like Man Thing on one of
I know. Well, technically, you can still draft Man Thing, I guess. Or no, we've all picked our Marvel character. Only because like Swamp Thing is kind of fulfills that supernatural cop kind of role while also being weird. And I feel like there's a lot of comedy that you could play off of him, certainly. He's not necessarily a comedic character, but there's a lot of jokes to be had about him being a swamp humanized. And then my comic book character, I mean, this is a little on the nose, but I feel like as an employee of the Greater New Rockstars Network, I owe it to everybody here to draft this character, Mephisto.
I did have that on my list.
Feel like the combo Mephisto and Baphomet, not quite a Dormammu Cthulhu, but it's up there. We got two bad
good.
Devil types.
Good.
Okay, and then Brandon and Jessica with their final pick.
Yeah, for my Marvel character, I got a lot of dudes. We got too many dudes running around here. So I think for my Marvel character.
Ooh, I did draft an all dude. I don't know if we've gendered Baphomet yet, but I do have all gentlemen.
I did have like Clea on my short list, but like going up against her dad, I don't know. I think that's fun. It's a little fun, but
that would make for a good movie. Really
I think
fast.
I got a better lady who would be a good Ghostbuster.
Who?
She's turned things around. She's ready to take control of the dead again.
Me.
Hella. You gotta have like Hella.
I'm surprised you didn't do Scarlet Witch.
I thought about Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, a lot of people in the chat were saying Scarlet Witch.
To me, it was just too. It was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
too
of
easy.
Course. Let me remind you of the other ones, like Zatanna. Yeah. That you guys forget about. That is amazing.
I would like to have Hela. I think I've cast. Also, I think pick. I've drafted Hela before on I one of my that teams.
That was a great one.
That was a good pick.
I think for Supernatural, I also like the DC Supernatural characters more than because Marvel. I'm like, I love Scarlet Witch, but I was like, do you know how many crazy freaks there are in the DC universe? They're doing such weird things, and that's. I'm also drafting another DC character for my one comic Supernatural character. I'm taking Deadman.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he, I know that the 50-foot woman will just destroy a lot of things. Systemic racism will mess up a lot of things. Deadman will literally embody people and just like take over people and go through things. So it's like a not shape-shifting, but you know.
Yeah, possession.
Yeah, possession.
Possession, yeah. That's great. Okay, so a quick review. Now that all of our teams are drafted, Brandon took as his Ghostbuster, Gruberson, Paul Rudd's character from the new films. Hela is his Marvel character. John Constantine is his DC character. His classic movie monster is Nosferatu. His comic book character is Dormammu. Ancient evil Cthulhu. And his historical character given to him by me, Napoleon Bonaparte, who he's going to hunt down and zap as a ghost.
And I'm down a buster. You know what I mean? You guys got four busters because my ghost is evil. So these three have got to hold it down.
You know you're on the team, too.
Yeah, or you're
I'm there, too.
You're the fourth. So we just have five-person teams, I guess. Yeah. Jessica went with Peter Venkman as her Ghostbuster, Blade as her Marvel character, Zatanna as a DC character, 50-foot woman as her classic movie monster, Deadman, and as the comic character, systemic racism as the ancient evil, and then Joan of Arc as her historical character given to her by Brandon, who Joan will be fighting alongside the rest of the team there as a good character with a lovely little French accent. We actually got two of our three historical characters in French.
France represent French history represented
in a
big.
In a little way, Martin Luther King probably has a little French in him. Oh, okay, your turn.
Viva la France, indeed. And my team, Winston Zeddemore, who again, just based on the trailers for the most recent team, is some kind of
because he was in now, right? He was in the post credit scene.
Yeah, well, they all showed up. Yeah. Well, they all showed up at the end of the film.
Oh, that's right.
But then in the trailers for Frozen Empire, he's like a rich guy now.
Well, I thought the post credit established that he like brought them back to New York and was like, yes. I own the building or something.
So we'll find out there, but. Doctor Strange is my Marvel character. Swamp Thing is my DC character. Classic movie monster, Beetlejuice. Mephisto is my comic book character. The ancient evil of Baphomet. And Martin Luther King Jr. will be my historic character. Fighting ghost, Bustin.
We shall overcome.
There it is.
We shall overcome.
I dream of a day when the sons of ghosts and the daughters of ghosts can fight alongside them.
Will MLK Jr. pick up a proton pack, or will, you know?
Oh, that is true. He is.
Oh, he's a nonviolent. Yeah. It's all about nonviolence. Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe he has to be more like. The Annie Potts character. He's just like back at the. He gets him. You
he's
know,
answering the phones
to go out, but he's like, "I'm gonna stay back here."
We got one.
He's eating ice cream. I just imagine him getting ice cream and walking.
Can we go through some also rans who didn't get drafted that we feel like we were close to? I will say historic figure, Rasputin.
Yeah, Rasputin's right a good one. I had him as an ancient evil. Oh, Rasputin. Yeah,
yeah. I put from the other historical figures, I put Henry VIII, and then I put Malcolm X. Just in case someone took Martin Luther King.
In case someone took Martin Luther King. Malcolm X.
For another ancient evil, I had like Medusa, which is fine. But also I was thinking like Circe from the Odyssey. The one who turns all the men into animals or whatever.
See, that's what I was trying to think about with the one comic supernatural character. I went with Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, Death. I'll take her. I was like trying to think of like characters outside of our wheelhouse so bad. It was so hard for me.
Well, on that note, this is not outside of our wheelhouse, but I was thinking ancient evil Palpatine.
Wait a minute.
They have to find.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Who's Paul Patine?
Paul
Patine. Mr. Patine. No, Palpatine. I mispronounced his name.
I love that.
Just thinking of like a big bad, a super evil. And then like I was thinking like Morgan Le Fay.
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of Arthurian. It was like Merlin's lover kind of a thing.
In the outworld.
For ancient evil, if you guys weren't going to let me do systemic racism.
Let you.
If you guys wouldn't have let me put that one down, we also did the NRA and voter suppression. So I was prepared. I had backups.
You had backups.
I had backups. I was thinking.
Don't worry, bad management has destroyed the NRA.
Classic movie monster. You know, we all kind of thought a little bit outside the box. Yeah. Nobody touched a Dracula or a Frankenstein.
I had Mummy on there.
Yeah.
Really, because like the Universal movie monsters are so small to what we're trying to put them in. So I was like, I don't want the Invisible Man.
I like Nosferatu because he creates more vampires if you need to. I think Mummy's a good one too because his involves like a curse.
And there's more supernatural element there.
Like the Wolfman, shoot.
Well, I was even thinking like Frankenstein was on my deep bench for DC characters.
Yeah.
Because Bride of Frankenstein is going to be in
Frankenstein
Creature
will be
Commandos
in
and Frankenstein is also in Creature Commandos.
For my DC character, I also put Raven from Teen Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, oh yeah, I forget that she is super.
Yeah. I was also thinking like Freddy Krueger. As like a classic
movie monster.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
How do you fight a dude who's like in your dreams or whatever?
A good one. I didn't even think about like those classic movie monsters.
Like they have to find a way to get their proton packs into their dreams. I don't know.
Do you fall asleep with it on? Other Marvel characters you considered? I mean, I kind of just went down the middle. I was like, any of the Avengers would kind of be fun.
Like I said, I had Clea. Oh. I was thinking like Ghost Rider.
Oh, that's
Elsa Bloodstone as my
one. That's a good one.
Robo Kitties in the chat brought up, if someone had said the Four Horsemen, would you have considered that one ancient evil? Would you have had to split that
up? No, I think you could consider that together. I was also thinking like the plagues, you know, the
ancient Egypt.
The Old Testament plagues. But then I was like, I don't want people to have to like, you know, choose Christianity in order to destroy this thing.
The Four Horsemen would have been funny to watch. Just them all coming in with their different, because they each hold different items when they come into war. Some don't have like an actual warrior type item. And then you're just like, what do I fucking do? Does it get rid of this in the world? You guys all thought out of the box with ancient. Well, I mean, I did too. I thought
your
guys were actual, because as soon as Evan was like ancient evil, I was like, oh, so like racism. And he went, no, Jessica. And that was the first place I went. I was like, you guys are actually thinking of actual ancient evil. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one.
That, yours that. Is not good, but it exists.
No, I would have loved the Four Horsemen. The Four Horsemen would
Yeah, I like the
yeah,
Four
yeah,
Horsemen.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Alexander the Great's another, like, historical figure.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would have been
conquered,
good.
Like, nearly half the world.
Yeah, I was thinking Genghis Khan. Like, yeah, any yeah. of those, you know, they would show up in a Bill and Ted's movie or whatever.
Right. Attila the Hun or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have chose, like, Edgar Allan Poe. Because he would not have helped. He wouldn't have helped.
He'd have been drunk as hell.
He wouldn't have helped on either side.
That's great.
Anyone from the Victorian era is either like drunk as hell or high on coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, not going to be much
or
help.
Laudanum. Or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
Right?
Laudanum.
Like, or drugs you can't even get now. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you have some Laudanum, please call in.
Yeah. We have a P.O. box.
send drugs.
Don't send drugs. Evan, any other things we should shout out in the chat?
Lots of people, you know, playing along and a lot of fun suggestions here. I feel like this one was really fun. I feel like everybody was, like, super into it. I can't, like, everyone was chatting so much that I couldn't keep up with any, like, other ones that jumped out besides Four Horsemen. Which I was going to sub in as my ancient evil, but initially I was trying to think about it. I was like, the meteor that killed the dinosaurs?
Oh, oh my God.
Damn,
they gotta defeat the meteor? Oh my
a
God.
A ghost meteor?
I'm like, what is it going to do? Just go through us? Because it's a ghost? Yeah, that would be actually the funny
We think
plot.
It's coming it's, and it passes right through
It goes
through
right
Earth.
Through us? That would be so funny.
But it goes through, like, the Earth's core and, like, haunts the Earth's core as it passes
Ooh.
Through.
Hollow Earth?
Chilling it.
Or does it bring, like, the ghosts of all the dinosaurs.
Oh,
God, please don't. It's like Jurassic World again,
but they're
all
ghost, ghost raptors.
I'm good. Ooh. That'd be the scariest thing. I don't need to see that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing the Winchesters as Busters. Oh. One of the Winchesters.
The Winchesters.
Oh,
from Supernatural.
Yeah.
They weren't that good at their job. I love Supernatural, but they always
seasons of that show.
Yeah, I was like, I love that show, but they kind of trip fall into winning every time.
The girls from Charmed. Can you have them on your team?
Which generation?
They're fighting with each other.
Because you get, what's his name from True Blood?
Oh, Bill?
Yeah, Bill.
The vampire?
Because you know how...
There was that witch lady. There was that witch lady. Yeah, Anna Paquin was a fairy or whatever.
It could help. She was able to do everything to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. There was that witch lady in season two.
I command you as your maker.
Jessica, as your maker, I command you.
Yeah, lots of good picks. I was thinking a couple other supernatural characters, Marvel.
I dream of a genie. That would have been a good one.
Keep Ooh, I was thinking, I mean, just for the May's Morbius.
No one wants
that. Isn't that Nosferatu?
Well, actually, in hindsight, how did I not draft him and go for an all-doctor lineup?
Dr. Michael Morbius.
Who could? And then my movie monster could be Dr. Acula.
Boo. Absolutely not.
Dr. Jekyll, maybe?
No, he's Jekyll, a monster, dude. He's a crazy being. That would have been a good classic monster, Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
That would have been so fun.
Technically, also DC. Isn't League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Is that DC? Or was that Dark Horse?
Oh, that might have been, yeah.
Or Image. I don't know. I'll say them all.
Yeah. All right. Well, wrap it up. You know what?
Make sure to vote.
Make sure to vote. I'm less confident in my team this time.
Link
he's on the ropes. In my team.
The champ's on the ropes, folks.
Right now we've got 13 responses, and it's pretty much tied across the
board. Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm very confident in my team.
Pretty much tied. He says you can't split 13 three ways. Someone's ahead.
The polls are still open. If you're in line, stay in line.
Yeah.
When I'm too confident about my team, that's when it usually loses, and I'm too confident about my team.
You gotta simp the audience. You gotta be like, no one's gonna vote for my team.
You guys hate Joan of Arc.
I also just
you guys
reading,
hate Christ.
Reading comments, I feel like if you pick two characters that people really like, that's enough to win them over.
Yeah. Did we surprise you?
If you picked the characters they were already thinking of, I don't know. But
were you surprised? Were you delighted?
I think mine was very surprising.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't. Now I'm looking at it. I'm like.
I think yours is very surprising. I don't think anyone was thinking.
This was also. Right. I will say the whiteboard was a game changer.
Yeah.
Really, I think
big
upgrade.
This was
upgrade,
the most things we've ever drafted, and I feel like it was the most efficient and smooth.
A lot of pressure spelling for me, which I did not.
A little bit. When you and the way you wrote MLK Jr., it looks like it says milk, and I kept thinking Harvey Milk immediately, and I was like, who gave Zach Harvey Milk? I was like, what?
I know you're dead. I'm dead too.
I'm dead too.
He's the ghost of Harvey Milk.
We got to do a second draft. We've had too many good ideas for alts.
Yeah, we have too many have good ideas for alt and ancient evils.
From now on, all symbols will include dead ghosts.
Can we just do a draft of dead ghosts we'd like to meet or whatever, right? Like,
dead draft.
Seven ghosts you want to have dinner with or whatever.
Ooh. Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Okay.
I guess we could.
Oh my god, and we have to throw in one to mess up the others, and it's a horrible person.
Oh, yeah, one really bad person.
You gotta have Ted Kaczynski at your dinner party.
A ghost dinner party? That's kind of fun. Okay.
Do a ghost dinner party. Dream blunt rotation, and then each of you has to pick a sabotage person to absolutely ruin the blunt.
Oh, okay.
You know who the low-key sabotage person is for me? Charlie Chaplin. I feel like he'd be a horrible person to smoke weed with. Watch him go crazy. And then he starts talking too, because he's just quiet behind the scenes. And in front of the camera, he's probably saying a bunch of crazy, horrible things. He's probably a monster man.
Also,
I'd say Carrot Top for the same reason. Just like, Carrot Top, let me show you something. And you're like, But he starts like bench pressing you, and you're like, Carrot Top, I'm out of here, dude. Apologies to Carrot Top.
How much you weigh? Let me bench you.
God bless. Come on the show, Carrot Top.
No.
Come on the show, Simulu. We haven't said that name in a minute.
Yeah,
and he's responding to Jessica's tweets about the Oscars. Yeah.
Respond to him because I was too scared.
What?
I didn't know what to say. I just liked it.
You say, come on the show, coward.
I was going to be like, I love you.
He's in L.A.
I'm so scared.
Also, we need to come on the show just to address the Shang-Chi 2 room.
Yeah,
we
really don't
John and I made a joke about me just responding back with that and being like, where's Shang-Chi 2? Like, what do you know about it so far?
He'd be like, you tell me.
We know your body's working, so
we know you're all healed up. We saw you dancing.
Come on. So thank you so much for watching this episode of The Break Room. Be sure to subscribe, follow The Break Room and New Rockstars on YouTube and all those platforms. And most importantly, have a great day, everybody.
Latest gators.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our Break Room live streams at Break Room NR on Twitch at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. You can find us at Break Room NR on Instagram and X. Thanks for listening. Later, gators.